Folks, welcome to another podcast coming to you from an amazing, absolutely incredible part of the Skeleton Coast, the Juanib River. We're standing in the middle of the dry riverbed at the moment, or just off it actually, and I'm here with my guests. We've just come off on a walk. The guests have gone back to their room, so to speak. Well, it's a magnificent little chalet type of thing in the middle of the desert, and I just walked out with Charles, our private guide, who's standing with me now. Welcome, Charles.
Thank you.
Yeah, great to have you, mate, and thank you for chatting with me. Charles and I just put out a camera trap on this really, really cool little area that's like two sides of a granite sort of hill that come down, and it really does concentrate the traffic through that area, doesn't it, Charles? What do you think we might get tonight, mate, if we're lucky?
Hopefully a brown hyena, because there's a lot of poop of it in that pathway. And a few antelopes, we can get even something as big as an elephant on that pathway. So, yeah, I'm actually curious what we can see there.
Yeah, it's quite good fun, folks. These little camera traps are readily available. You can pop out and buy one. They are a little bit spendy, but they're really worth investing in if you love putting or getting photographs and footage in wild places. It's sort of secret squirrel stuff. You strap it to a tree. Most people, I'm sure, have seen them before. And I've just put this one on this tree in this really lovely little location. Charles, what's so special about working here, mate?
I'll just use my opinion. It's for me, it's working with free-roaming animals. See? It's a huge difference between free-roaming animals and animals in game reserves or parks. This is a desert and no one expects to see these big animals like elephants and giraffes in this desert where there's almost nothing. But that's the thrill of it, and that's what I like. This is something different for me. Even myself as a Namibian, I'm surprised to see how animals are surviving here. And it just shows you how smart animals are. We as humans, we think we are smarter than the animals, but I have learned so much that animals that live here, or animals in general, are smart because they know how to survive. They don't really, they know how to do it on their own. Yeah.
Yeah, very true, mate. And we, in this part of the world, folks, it's just extreme conditions, mm-hmm. extreme cold at night, and dry deserts. You might get one rain a year that washes down this river. We drove down this river to the Skeleton Coast ocean front today, basically. Right onto the coastline, and had something to eat there. But on the way down this morning, we left at about, 6:15?
6:15, yes.
And it was the most incredible drive. The valley and the riverbed itself was covered in fog or mist. And it's the most surreal thing to see, isn't it? It looks like you're on the moon or on another planet, doesn't it?
Exactly, you know. what's nice about that drive is you can see an elephant, and in the same time, just a few hours difference, you can see seals, you can see the ocean. You can only do it here. Wow, that's incredible, huh? That's amazing. And you drive through the fog. A lot of guests come here, they escape from the fog, but here you have to come see the wildlife in the fog.
It's just great. It yeah. really is, folks. The most incredible experience. This morning we saw elephant. And he was a bull that you recognized, wasn't he? And what was he doing?
This bull is, firstly we call him Charlie, because for us it's important to ID the elephants, because each elephant has got his own character, so we know which ones are shy, which ones are calm, which ones are aggressive, and on and on and on. So, but this bull was, he was calm with us, he knew we're there, just walked past the car, went to this huge ana tree, pick up the pods, move to another tree and start shooking this tree. And all these pods fell down and he just took what he needed. And of course, he will leave something behind for the others. But this bull just gave us a show of how smart they are, how they look after the trees, after the environment. How strong they are and how careful they are of the trees, Did you see that?
Yeah,
he was not trying to push the tree down or to break it. He was just trying to get the pots and was doing it very carefully.
Yeah, very carefully. And folks, it was just the most extreme thing to see. Mm-hmm. He walked up, as Charles said, and I got some images of it that I will put on online on Facebook and Twitter. But the thing was that he shook this tree, and you saw this, like, it rained pods, didn't it? Anapods, and he just collected them off the ground, and he won't eat all of them, will he? And other, as you said, and other animals will benefit from that.
Definitely.
Yeah, yeah. It was a pretty incredible thing. And then we went on a bit further, and as we were driving down the river bed, we saw some beautiful birds. We saw a spotted eagle owl that it was a pretty incredible encounter, wasn't it?
Yeah, that was, for me, that was the highlight of the day, because it, not just to see it, but I mean, this eagle owl was so calm. I mean, what was that? Maybe just a meter close to
it. Oh, it was just 2 meters away. He was on the road, and we watched him. And again, you know, slowly, get a little bit closer, make sure that you don't distress the animal. But we did have to get through that road, so he did have to fly. But he just flew like about 2 meters into a tree on the side of the road, and we pulled up next to him, got the most incredible photographs of these brilliant yellow eyes.
Yeah.
And we drove on.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, normally we look at, I mean, we use our binoculars to look at his eyes, to just to confirm it's yellow eyes. But today we're using our own eyes to see it was yellow exactly. eyes. It was that close.
Absolutely, mate. Yeah, but and then the other highlight for me, mate, was the jackal hunting. Folks, we came up against this black-backed jackal, and he... normally you see jackal and they walk away from you and lie down and watch you or something like that, but this jackal was completely oblivious of us, only probably what, 15-20 meters away from us again,
about, yeah,
very close. And he was he was listening with his ears, putting his ears to the ground, like sometimes you see different species of foxes and dogs around the world. And then he was springing into the air, wasn't he, and then pouncing on these small rodents.
Exactly, just like an African wildcat. When they hunt mice, they do the same thing, jumping and try to get to the mice. The same thing the jackal was doing.
And he had some great success, folks. He got a few while we were watching him, and then we drove on. But we just thought we'd say hi to Charles, because Charles has been fantastic and an amazing guide here in this area, and he's been looking after us beautifully. And I just thought it was a great moment to just have a chat, and whilst we're standing in this incredible landscape, we're surrounded by these granite mountains. It's completely silent, other than a few birds that have just gone quiet now. We have elephant tracks all around us. There's lion in this area. There's giraffe in this area. And how they carve out an existence on this planet in this particular area is anyone's guess. But thank you, Charles, very much for talking to me, mate. And we're going to have another great day tomorrow, eh?
Okay, yeah, you are welcome, and tomorrow we'll there's more adventures to come. Can't wait.
You don't know what's around the next corner, folks. Anyway, thanks so much, mate. And folks, we will do another one tomorrow. We're going to go looking for giraffe and elephant tomorrow, and I'll definitely catch up with you then and let you know where we are. Take care.